Thank you for joining us for another possum episode. This episode is for all the pup and pup daddies out there and pup mommies. Yeah.
You're listening to Queer Money episode 489, and today we're leashing up and digging into the ideal cities for our LGBTQ pals and our furry friends, dogs, actual canines.
Now on with the show. What do you think people were thinking when we were talking about?
I don't know.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC. Okay, so now we're finally able to dive into some of the fun data that we wanted to do, or fun reviews we wanted to do, combining the LGBTQ plus affordability money series with other variables that would be fun. And so we're going to talk about our favorite things in the world.
Our love for our dogs and where we can live with them and thrive. And for those of you who are listening, Luca and Loki, our little dogs, are making a cameo in this particular episode.
Yeah, so definitely make sure you check us out on YouTube so you can see our cute puppies.
Yeah.
Because this is their first time and they don't seem to have any stage fright.
No, not. They seem to be doing just fine. You know, what we did is we went out and tried to find some data around some of these interesting topics. And for this particular episode, we used Forbes advisors came up with a list of the best cities for dogs in 2024. And we'll link to that in the show notes or in the description below on the video or the show notes and your podcast player. What's interesting is they looked at 93 large cities and they came up with what they wanted to call the top 25. And we used that top 25 as a way for us to come up with
the basis of our list.
Yeah, exactly. And what they used for that information when they're looking at these 93 large cities are things like the number of dog parks within the city limits.
And also looked at the number of how many homes within a 10-minute walk of a dog park, as well as the availability of apartments that allow pets. And so for those cities that actually had a tie, the priority went to the cities that had the highest percentage of apartments that allow for pets. So as David said, we'll share the link to that Forbes article in the description or the show notes or the newsletter if you're subscribed to it. But we're going to read off our list here because we overlaid the LGBTQ plus most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities that we've gathered over the last year and overlaid that on top of their data.
Yeah.
We will share that every city that we did include on our list has 100 on Human Rights Campaign's Municipal Equality Index. So we won't repeat that over and over again. All these cities have 100, so a 100. So on we go, David.
Yeah, unfortunately, not all the top 25 did, but all of these 10 did. So let's start with number 10. Number 10 is Portland, Oregon. Now, I know a lot of folks will probably say, that's BS. Portland isn't that affordable. Well, yeah, typically it's not considered to be that affordable, but it did rank really well for this list of great cities for dogs. Portland itself was the runner-up back on episode 409 when we looked at the state of state of Oregon for the most affordable LGBTQ-friendly cities. And one of the nice things, and I think one of the reasons why it did pop up on our list, is it did have the third highest median income coming in at $63,000. We all know taking care of our puppies, whether it's food or pet care, health care for your dogs, they's expensive.
Right? All right, coming in number 9 on our list is Denver, Colorado. Again, not typically considered affordable, especially not now, thanks to California. Thanks, California. But it does rank great for dog friendliness. And we can attest to that because like everybody and their brother in Colorado, Denver specifically has a dog. I mean, you could just go to the mountains and go skiing and snowboarding and there were just dogs everywhere. And it was great. Loved it. Denver did get the winning position on episode 473 of the Queer Money podcast when we did most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities in Colorado. It does have the second highest median and average incomes on this list, the $67,000 a year and $89,000 a year, respectively. So get some nice incomes and that can help offset some of those puppy costs.
Yeah. And there are a lot of dogs there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like there's an average of 22.1 dogs per every 100 humans. So there's lots of people who have lots of dogs.
Exactly.
All right, city number 8 on our list, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, we know Florida is under a state of emergency per HRC because of the issues that we don't need to talk about. A lot of issues there for LGBT folks, but there are still a lot of LGBT folks who live there.
Yeah, I will say that the Florida episode has garnered the most comments from people who go there or live there. So despite the fact that it's in a state of emergency, there are a lot of LGBTQ plus people who live there, and all the more reason why we need to keep, supporting people there.
Yeah. I think that Florida has, per Williams Institute and CDC, has the third highest number of LGBT people out of any single state. Yeah. And I think that's just in part because of the population. But there's some other great things about St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg is a very diverse city. 26.7% of the population identify as Hispanic or Latino. 21.8% identify as Black or African American. And 13.7% identify as multiracial, which means that more than 50% of the population there identify as people of color, which is pretty cool.
Absolutely. Coming in at number 7 is also in Florida, Tampa. It's, again, of course, under state of emergency as well.
It did tie.
Yeah, it did tie with St. Pete for the number 2 position.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was the second most affordable LGBTQ-friendly city in the state of Florida.
Yeah, and we love Tampa. We've been there a couple times and have spent and enjoyed it. Actually went to Ybor. Sorry, when we recorded that episode, we actually said Ybor for some reason, probably. Because of laziness, we got scolded for it. Justifiably so. We know it's called Ybor. It's got a great little LGBTQ plus community. We were very, very inspired by it. The statistical data from the U.S. Census on racial disparity is pretty much the same for Tampa as it is for St. Pete. So 26.7% identify as Hispanic or Latino, 21.8% identify as Black or African American, and 13.7% identify as multiracial.
Yeah. City number 6, Atlanta, Georgia. Again, unfortunately, another state that is in a state of emergency, but it's not typically considered to be the most affordable city or one of the most affordable cities in the country, but it did great on this dog ranking list. One of the nice things about it is it did come up as the runner-up position back on episode 465.
Behind Decatur, right?
Yes, exactly. Behind
the suburb.
Yeah, exactly. So both the city of the actual city and county or city of Atlanta and the city of Decatur, both in the Atlanta metro area, were listed as the most affordable LGBTQ friendly. And here's probably the biggest reason why: it had the highest average and median incomes in our list, 70,000 for median, 105,000 for average.
For this particular list.
Yeah. Well, it's not only this list. I think it was back when we looked at the state of Georgia, it was that way. And it consistently on our list is always ranking as one of the highest income earning cities in the country. And of course, we know Atlanta is a mecca for the African American LGBT community. There's a lot of people, a lot of African American people who live there. Actually, one of our favorite neighbors who we used to live across the hall from in Denver, she lives there, and her son hired us to speak at Verisk when we were doing speaking gigs.
Yeah, she actually used to make a 7-Up cake. and the best cornbread ever. Every time she would knock on the door, she's like, "Do you want this bag of cornbread?" We were like, "Uh-huh." Thank you very much.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission.
So obviously we're continuing our Queer City series. You can catch that whole series by click the link here if you're watching on YouTube, or clicking the link in your podcast player if you're listening on your podcast player. Last week we covered the top 10 overall cities, part 2. YouTube viewers can watch that particular episode by clicking right here, and podcast player listeners can listen to it on their podcast player by clicking the link in the description.
Yeah. Of course, we wanted to share a little more podcast love, because we love getting this podcast love from you all. This one comes from Apple Podcasts. Coach JB4364 said, "I love listening to this show, even as someone not in the LGBTQ space, because I notice my own misconceptions and ways I can better support my friends and family as an ally. We absolutely love that. So thank you for that comment. And we love getting comments like that. So if you feel inclined, please give us a rating or review on your favorite podcast player. Or if you're watching, give us a comment on the video and a thumbs up. All right, city number 5, Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore was the lowest ranking of the top 25 cities, but
for dog friendliness.
Yes, exactly. It does make number 5 on our list, though, because of affordability. And it would have been the runner up for episode 445 when we looked at the state of Maryland, had we not included DC as a part of Maryland as HRC did. But here's some of the reasons why Baltimore comes in so high on our list. It has the lowest cost of living of all the cities on this list, at coming in at 91.3. And it also has the lowest home values, $179,000 for your typical home being purchased there. Again, gives you extra money to buy a bigger place, so you have lots of space for your puppies, as well as more money because of the cost of living, so you can spoil those puppies.
Right. And we've seen several stories about there is a lot of investments being put into this, the city of Baltimore. So, you know, that might be an opportunity for somebody to sort of buy a property at a low value and benefit from the appreciation that the city is putting into this, the government is putting into the city there. So definitely check that out if you're looking for an investment property or ideally a home to live in.
Yeah. It also was a city that we stopped at for our Queer Money Live tour back in 2019. We did it at one of the LGBTQ centers there. And of course, again, this is a city that is a very diverse city, has a very diverse population. It's a high on the list of cities that are listed as the best cities for the African-American population.
And I forget exactly where we did that talk, but that little neighborhood that we were in was really cute. A lot of little restaurants and cafes and stuff like that. And then we drove a little bit outside of that, and we went to a really good beer and burger bar afterwards to celebrate the talks. Coming at number 4 on our list is Chicago, Illinois. Also not typically considered the most affordable. It did come in at number 3, the third position when we did episode number 459 of the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities. And the notes say Oregon, but I think we're talking about Illinois.
Yeah.
It has the third highest average income on this particular list, coming in at $87,000 a year. And the second lowest home values on this particular list, coming at $291,000 per property. We did our Queer Money Live bingo workshop for Reaching Out NBA or their Rhamba conference last year, which the Queer Money bingo we're going to be taking on the road here shortly. So listen to more information coming out on the podcast as well as in the newsletter for how you might be able to attend that both virtually and in real life.
Yeah.
Obviously, Chicago is a very diverse population, a lot of African American and Black people there as well. And the average dog to human population is 22.2 puppies per 100 humans.
Yeah.
So take that, Denver.
Really, just barely ahead of Denver when it comes to that ranking. City number 3 is Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Virginia is a city that was towards the bottom of the list for Forbes. I don't want to say bottom of the list. It was the bottom of the top 25, which is still really, really good. Yeah, it came in at number 23, but it comes in at number 3 for us, again, of course, because of affordability. It was the winner for the state of Virginia back on episode 391 as the most affordable LGBTQ-friendly city in Virginia. And this is in part because it has the third cheapest rent of the cities that we looked at here, coming in at $1,549 for your typical two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. Again, another city that has a very diverse population. Roughly 44% of the population there identify as African American. So that's one of the things that we're seeing here on this list is a lot of these are big cities that are very diverse cities, and we really like that.
And I would say they're not the most affordable.
Right.
I mean, few of these have got the winning position on our particular list when we were just looking at affordability and LGBTQ plus friendliness. So that might be why some of these cities are more accommodating to dogs with dog parks and the number of dog parks per number of houses in the area. because they can just afford, they have more tax dollars, more tax revenue that they can invest back in the city and build those sort of accommodations. So the runner-up position on this particular list is Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah.
I think it's the first time we're going toward the West in this list. it's the one, Albuquerque got the winning position on episode number 421 of our most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities in New Mexico. It has the second cheapest rent on this list, coming in at $1,486 for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. It has the third lowest home values on this list at $308,000 per property. And it has very high Latino population. So there's some diversity there as well.
All right. City number one, the one you've all been waiting for, Madison, Wisconsin. We're going from the Southwest all the way to the North Midwest here.
And the reason this got the winning position is because they have cheese there. Puppies love cheese, right, Loki?
Exactly. It came in at number three on when we looked at Wisconsin for most affordable LGBTQ-friendly cities back on episode 385. But it is the city with the cheapest rent of these ones that we looked at, coming in at $1,455. One of the interesting things about Madison is in the city of Madison, it has 12,503 registered dogs within the city limits. That doesn't include all of those unregistered dogs and all those dogs that are in the suburbs. And the other thing that we absolutely love about this is, and you probably will too if you are living in an apartment, is that there are 9 fenced in off-leash dog park areas within the city limits of Madison. So Madison is taking care of all those apartment dwellers who have puppies.
Exactly. So as Bob Barker used to say, help control the pet population, have your pets spayed or neutered. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Capital One Auto Navigator does more than just auto financing. We're here to help you find a car you love too. Shop millions of cars from thousands of dealers nationwide. Research your favorite makes and models. Explore dealers near you and more. All on Auto Navigator.
Thank you for joining us for another episode. Get your Queer Money takeaway and all the resources mentioned in this episode in this week's Queer Money newsletter.
Then join us next Thursday when we share how LGBTQ people in Fortune 500 companies are contributing to the wage gap and how they can stop it. And next Thursday when we cover the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities for single queer people.
Nice. If you'd like to see the results of each of the cities and all the states that we analyzed, go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities. Click the link in your podcast player if you're listening on your podcast player, or click the link right here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have a great weekend.